For this Tuesday, October 14th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Coming up this Saturday at Expressway Auto Mall of Mount Vernon is their first annual Trunk or Treat. There will be dozens of local businesses and community organizations that will have decorated trunks and be handing out candy. There will also be games, prizes, a costume contest, and more. The event is from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. in the North Lot at Expressway Auto Mall of Mount Vernon. This Friday is the final week of the high school football regular season, and it's also the Battle of Posey County. North Posey plays at Mount Vernon on Friday at 7 p.m. The Vikings are 6-2 on the year, and the Wildcats are 5-3 overall. Last night here on Posey County Radio, we had both of the Mount Vernon and North Posey football coaches shows. If you missed the show or would like to hear it again, both shows are archived on our website at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Yesterday, the Indiana Football Coaches Association released their updated rankings heading into Week 9. There are a few teams throughout the tri-state that are ranked. In Class 5A, North is ranked 12th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is third. Class 3A has Memorial first and Gibson Southern second. This week, postseason play begins for high school volleyball teams. Tonight, the North Posey Vikings begin sectional play in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Tecumseh High School. North Posey plays Tell City at 5:30. The Vikings went 24-4 in the regular season and won their final nine matches of the year. Their opponent tonight, the Marksmen, went 17-12. North Posey beat Tell City in straight sets during the regular season on October 4th. Mount Vernon Volleyball doesn't play their first round match until Thursday, as the Wildcats are in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Heritage Hills. Mount Vernon plays Heritage Hills on Thursday at 5:30. This evening in local college sports, Evansville Volleyball makes the short trip up north to Terre Haute to play the Indiana State Sycamores at 5 o'clock. Purple Aces Volleyball is 5-13 and 1-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. On Monday, the preseason AP Top 25 poll was released for men's college basketball, and for the first time in program history, the Purdue Boilermakers will enter the season as a top-ranked team. Kentucky is ranked 9th, Louisville 11th, Illinois 17th, Tennessee 18th, and Indiana is not ranked as they received one vote. The men's college basketball regular season begins on Monday, November 3rd. The Evansville Purple Aces play at number 1 Purdue in both teams' season opener on Tuesday, November 4th. In the NFL on Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears captured their third straight win as they went into Washington and defeated the Commanders 25-24. The Bears got a game-winning 38-yard field goal from Jake Moody as time expired. Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams was 17 for 29 passing for 252 yards and a touchdown. Williams also rushed for a touchdown. Running back DeAndre Swift carried the ball 14 times for 108 yards. The Bears improved to 3-2 and take on the New Orleans Saints at home this Sunday. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers played their third of four preseason games as they lost at home versus the San Antonio Spurs 124-108. Benedict Mathurin had 31 points for Indiana in 22 minutes as he was 11 for 12 from the field. The Pacers are now 2-1 in the preseason and they play their final exhibition game on Friday at the San Antonio Spurs. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, October 14th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.